Today, the cash band Skullduggery. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Late on a Thursday evening, but very important post with Robbie Barwick. Hello, Robbie.
Hello, Martin.
And you're over in Perth, so it just makes it even more interesting.
Yes, I'm stuck in a tiny hotel room. I'm here on a visit with John Adams. We're following up on our dramatic Mandurah story earlier in the year. We spent the day in Mandurah today, but that's not what this post is about. Driving down to Mandurah, we got a call that the politicians in Parliament today were talking about the cash ban. So with modern technology, we tuned in on my phone on aph.gov.au and witnessed them actually pass the cash ban bill in the House of Representatives. Now, it doesn't mean it's law yet. It hasn't passed the Parliament, but the government rammed it through the House of Representatives today. And so we thought we better do a post on this so people understand what's happened and the urgency of redoubling our efforts.
Right, okay. So just to be clear, it went through the House of Reps and it went through by a small majority. And, of course, it was down party lines, wasn't it?
Yes. We'll have some written material about this. I'll prepare a statement for tomorrow that we'll put out online. People can look for a CEC release on it. Let me just state the reason we're using the term skullduggery is because this shouldn't have happened at all today. There is an inquiry, a parliamentary inquiry, an extended inquiry that we reported last time you and I did a post on this, which is a very good inquiry. The submissions close in about 20 days, 15th of November, right? And the main message of this post is if you haven't made a submission, you better. Right, because we have to. It's all about sending a message, and that's the next stage of it. But I'll come back to that in a minute. So that inquiry is supposed to test the evidence, right? This cash ban is based on certain claims, dealing with the black economy, dealing with tax evasion. Okay, and we have already obliterated those claims. We have smashed them out of the park. I've had high-ranking Australian individuals tell me the material that we've put out on how the black economy is already shrinking, et cetera, is the best they've ever seen, right? They initially thought this was a good idea until they saw the proof. We have presented the proof. I'm going to get to meet Melissa Harrison tomorrow, who put up that excellent website, Exposing the Black Economy Report, because she's here in Perth. And Melissa has shown that all the claims about tax, right, are completely overblown, right? So this is devastating material, and the government doesn't really want that to be tested. Okay, so they're determined to get this bill through, even though many members of the Liberal Party have their own very strong objections to it, right? And so they should have waited, though, if parliamentary process was followed, due process was followed, they should have waited for that Senate inquiry and then had a proper debate in the House of Representatives and a proper debate in the Senate. Because they've got the numbers in the House of Representatives, they decided, no, we're going to ram this thing through, right, today. And that's why, to be honest, we weren't prepared for this debate today. We didn't know they were going to have one. It would have been notified last night, and, you know, I was on a plane coming over here, so I wasn't looking at it for it. John wasn't looking for it. But we shouldn't have had to be. That's the main point. So what the government has shown today is their contempt. Now, this is the same government that rammed through the bail-in law back in February 2018, right, with the same contempt. They've displayed that contempt again. And we have to make sure that we deliver a message back to them because of their contempt, right? So the real fight was always going to be in the Senate anyway, and the first part of that fight is this inquiry. And that's what we have to hit very, very hard. Now, if I can just clarify, a lot of people, even watching this now, would think, well, I made a submission to the Treasury, and a lot of people think it's the same process. It's not. Right. If you've made a submission to the Treasury, it doesn't matter. That's a different process. You must make another submission to this inquiry. Make the same submission. Take what you sent to the Treasury and send it to this inquiry. Email it what you send to us. Email it to the CEC, CEC@CECLS.com.au. Share it with Martin North. email it, share it with us so that other people have a record of what you've sent, because you're sort of at the mercy of the Senate to eventually publish it, but I'm sure a lot of them will be published. But the more that we can get those submissions in, the more of those submissions we can get in the next 20 days, in the thousands, that hits those senators very, very hard, right? Everyone will notice the reaction. What I did notice in the debate today, Martin, such as it was in the Parliament, in the House of Representatives, multiple references to the public's concern about this bill. It was in politicians speaking. Rebecca Sharkey spoke to that, etc. That means the work we've done so far is getting through, right? Every politician knows there's a huge backlash against this bill out in the community. That's the power we have. Let's escalate that, right? That we have a window of opportunity to do this. So that's what I want people to understand from this process. One, it's yes, the government shouldn't have done it, but they've got it through the House of Representatives, but they always had the numbers to do that. Two, the real fight's in the Senate, and three, the first part of that fight is getting your submission in and getting as many submissions as possible into the Senate inquiry by the 15th of November.
Right. So the key point is that it can't become law until it goes through the Senate, right?
No, that's right.
And it won't be passed in the Senate until the inquiry is done.
That's right. The inquiry reports back on the 7th of February. Now, is Labor capable of some kind of skullduggery with the more skullduggery with the government to short circuit that process? I won't rule out that they're capable of it, but they were very instrumental in getting this inquiry out, right? So, and the governments do this sort of thing. They think, well, you know, let's just get it out of the way of the House of Representatives first. I'm just saying, just because they can, they shouldn't have, right? Why shouldn't all legislation be properly debated? Seriously, why should everything be staged and arranged behind the scenes? That's what we have a parliament for. That's why we pay these people, right? To consider this. We know, Martin, there's a lot of liberals that are really, really upset about this. All right, there was a bunch of them quoted, and Nationals, a bunch of them quoted in the Saturday paper 2 weekends ago, right? There's a motion that's being moved in the State Council of the Liberal Party in Victoria to be debated next month at their State Council meeting, slamming this cash ban and asking the government to withdraw it on the grounds that we're the Liberal Party and we supposedly believe in freedom, right? The Liberals have their own fight on this. It's really pig-headedness that Morrison's displaying here. And why? Well, we know why. These guys, ultimately, they serve the banks. And what have we said the cash ban's for? It's to trap people in banks so they can't escape negative interest rates and bail-in. And those negative interest rates and bail-in are policies designed to prop up failing banks. They don't want to reform them. They don't want to make the banks change their ways. They want to prop up the sick system we've got. And they're not the only governments in the world doing this. It's happening all around the world, right? The Federal Reserve has just doubled their they got the banks in New York on a drip, right?
It's just keep turning the tap up a bit more, right?
Because that's right. It's now $120 billion a night, right? Emergency drip. I mean, this is what this system is sick. It's broken, and the political system that the banks are so influential over the same. So we know why they're doing it, but they have to get the mother of all backlashes from the public, and that's the part we have control over.
Right, and the key point is, although it's gone through the lower house, it's still got to go through the Senate. There's a mechanism where we can influence that by putting those submissions into the Senate. We'll put the links below. And we need to make a fuss, because essentially this is bad law. It is actually an agenda that is actually not the right agenda. And by the way, that $5 billion savings, which is under the Black Economy Task Force, they keep claiming the $5 billion here and there and everywhere, right? Anywhere, but they can't triple and double and quadruple count the same number all the way across the different categories. It just doesn't make any sense. So this is a really important opportunity to make sure that we have our voice and our voice is heard. And, from the point of view of civil liberties, from the point of view of personal freedom, and from the fact that we can't let government just trample all over us just because they feel like it, it's really important to have your say.
So, and can I make a suggestion on the say? Have your say about what you think, your personal view, whether it's valuing your privacy, your civil liberties, or the utility of using cash. And really, if you're someone who does use a lot of cash, Don't be bashful about it. It's perfectly within your rights to say that. Explain to these blockheads that there's a real economy out there that still uses it, right? Have that say. Also, demand this inquiry hold public hearings, right? The government's not, you know, they, we're going to have to put them under pressure for everything to do, but demand they hold public hearings, because at those public hearings, there's lots of people that are prepared to go and talk to the importance of still being able to use cash in the black economy, and there won't be any lack of people to do that. So we can add that in the submission. So if everyone demands that, makes your submission demand that, that'll build a certain thing, and that's the main message you get across today. Make that submission, but we will have other things people can do once the deadline for submissions closes on the 15th. Right, that's just the first step. But now it's very important. Now we focus on that. But once that's closed, you know, for the rest of this year and especially early next year, before the committee report comes out on the 7th of February, when it's supposed to be due back by, we'll have lots of instructions on calls people can make, etc., to really keep the heat on and escalate it. By the way, Martin, the CEC has produced a flyer on the cash ban. Actually, if I can just, I brought a bunch of them with me. Right, 4-page flyer. You can call the CEC and get a copy of an order of bulk copies of this. We've explained everything about it with the black economy graphs, etc. It's all in one place, right? So call in on the CEC's toll-free number, 1-800-636-432, and you can order bulk copies of that flyer to get it around everywhere, right? What we're finding is I'm getting a lot of anecdotal feedback of people saying, look, I try and tell people about these important economic issues, you know, and most of the time they're sort of eyes glaze over, even on things like bail-in, I've tried to tell them. But suddenly, everyone's interested in this cash issue, right, because it's much more real to people now. So take that as encouragement. Spread the word, right? We can make this the biggest stink that this Parliament's seen for a long time.
Yep. Thank you, Robbie. Well, I appreciate your time tonight, and we'll get this post out straight away. And to everybody watching, make that submission. It's really important. We've still got a very important opportunity to make sure they understand how we feel about this critical issue.
Yep. Thanks, Martin.
See you later. Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.